Fellow Americans and all those that love God and liberty tuning in from around the world tonight, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program from the High Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. We are going to be broadcasting once again from our two police and military associations up here in the High Rocky Mountains. The one is our international group, Police and Military Against the New World Order. And then our publication, national publication, which also goes out across the ocean, too, to other lands, is Aidnabet Police Military Newsletter on Constitutional Issues. And as I've said before, folks, many, many times on this program, we represent literally thousands of police and soldiers who love God and liberty of all races, all religions, and it is amazing how well we get together and how well we do and how much we love each other if we just don't listen to our governments telling us we hate each other. And, of course, all of our police and soldiers that we deal with are looking at knowledge, gaining information and knowledge and truth. And so on our programs, for many, many years, we've delved into the different areas that have been taken over in our nation and other nations that has truly subjugated the people of our free nations. And in America, you will recall in our publication, Operation Vampire Killer 2000, Police and Military Plan for Ending World Government Rule, the manual that we sell here to our police and soldiers to awaken them. It's kind of our primer, really. I think it's page 30, we have the quote of Senator Barry Goldwater, who says that these international conspirators would try to take over the four centers of power. We've mentioned this many, many times, that one was political, one was the monetary system. Both have been taken over in America, and both are controlled by the same people. And then the educational, the media, the intellectual areas would be taken over. And the last, the one we know least about, and yet is the most important, is that the ecclesiastical would be taken over, which is the churches of America. We're going to be talking about that tonight with our guest, a former military man, when we get back. So stay tuned for more of the Officer Jack McLam program, and we'll introduce our guest when we return.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You have heard it said, coffee is not good for you. Well, the secret of Asia has finally arrived in America. Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb and miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. For all our products or to join us on our wellness journey to Manzanillo, Mexico in February, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. Again, 1-888-841-6055.
Folks, this is that old cop, Jack McLam, retired up here in the Great Rocky Mountains, only working about 12 to 16 hours a day up here in my volunteer hours. But it's good duty, folks, and tonight will prove that once again. We're honored to have a man who has done a lot of research over his many years, and many years in the military, a 20-year man in the military. And we're going to call him up right now, but I want to say before we bring him on, that as you know, when we study religions here and how the mainline denominational churches across this world have been taken over at the very top, and every one of the mainline denominational churches are leading us into this Antichrist world religion today. Yes, every single one. You Baptists out there, don't laugh tonight because you're next. And you name it, the Jewish religion, the Catholic religion, all of them are at the very top, run by very evil people that are leading us into this Antichrist system. So we're not playing favorites here. We've got a lot of great people who are cops and soldiers of all the religions who love God and freedom and are trying to help us expose these things, just expose the truth. I want to say before we bring on our guest here, that you should not believe anything we have to say. As I've said before, you should document these things for yourself. Very critical, because we can trick you. We could fool you. We could be lying to you. So why not check it out for yourself? With that said, I want to call up Captain Daryl Eberhart. He's been a friend of Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter and this old cop for many, many years, and I respect him a whole lot. He's written articles for Aiden Abet Police Newsletter on his years and years spent in military intelligence. With that said, Brother Daryl Eberhardt, come on to the Officer Jack McLam program and go ahead, take the microphone, and please tell us about your military experience and also a little background on your religion, because I think that's very important about what we're going to talk about tonight.
Right, Jack, and if you don't mind, I'd like to read that Bible verse that I read on this morning's program, because
okay.
I'm sure you have pretty much
that's
a different audience.
Please do, yes.
Okay, and folks, it's a challenge to me and Jack and to, I believe, all Christians. I believe God's asking this question of us today. It's taken from Psalm 94:16. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? And, Jack, I also hope that you'll let me first, before I do anything, talk about your book, because I think it's, as you said, it's the very best primer on the New World Order out there. Can I say a few words about OVK 2000?
Okay, you embarrassed me, but go ahead.
Well, you can plug your ears, but, folks, please, I beg you to get this book. It's called Operation Vampire Killer 2000. It's 75 pages, and it's in the large format, 8.5 by 11 inch. It's a must-read for every American citizen. It's not just for police and military. And it's a book, however, that we absolutely must get into the hands of all of our American military personnel, our civilian law enforcement, which I like to call peace officers, and our intelligence agency personnel, FBI, CIA, et cetera. And you may say, well, why is it so important to get that book into their hands? Because, folks, there really is a group of very powerful men, I like to call them the globalist rich and power elite, who want to destroy not only America's national sovereignty, but all national sovereignty around the world so that they can set up a one-world government and, as Jack has pointed out earlier, a one-world religion. And Operation Vampire Killer 2000 gives globalist elites own quotes to show from their very own words their sinister plot to rule the world. And it compares them to the many quotes of our founding fathers and other patriotic Americans to show that what they had said was 100% diametrically opposed to the idea of what I call the one-worlders and the international banksters. And OVK 2000 is illustrated with lots of drawings and pictures. And, again, I just plead with you, get that book and get it into the hands of everybody that you can, but especially our police and military. And I've read tons of books on the globalists and their plans, and I still consider OVK 2000 to be the very best to give somebody for a starter. And it's only $11 postpaid and postal money order, please, if you can. And you can get bulk prices on those. I remember a couple times I picked up 10 each, Jack, and gave them out to a bunch of my police officer friends,
sure.
And they really liked them. So you can get that by those bulk prices by calling the Aid and Abet folks at 208-935-7852. That's 208-935-7852. And while you're picking up OVK 2000, why don't you get a subscription to a great newsletter, Aid and Abet Police and Military Newsletter.
Well, thank you, brother, for that. And like I say, you embarrass me, but that's okay. You know, we'll get over it as long as we can open the hearts and minds of our brothers and sisters around this nation. We'll just get over it, okay?
And folks, bear with me while I give you a little of my background, because it ties in so much with what we're going to be talking about tonight. And first, my professional background, as Jack already mentioned, I'm a retired 20-year military veteran. I went into the Air Force in 1965 straight out of high school. And I spent 26 years in what a lot of folks call the intelligence community. And of those 26 years, you could break them down. I was 8.5 years in the U.S. Air Force Security Service, 11.5 years U.S. Army Security Agency and Military Intelligence. That's the tactical side. And I spent 6 years as a civilian employee at a top DOD intelligence agency. I also learned Russian, Modern Standard Arabic, Egyptian Arabic, Iraqi Arabic, and a bunch of other Arabic dialects. And I flew thousands of hours on reconnaissance missions for the Air Force on RC-130 and RC-135 aircraft. And that's the R stands for reconnaissance. And I flew those against Soviet and Middle Eastern targets. I spent 3 years in Berlin, Germany, and a couple tours in Athens, Greece. So, Jack, you can see I had horrible assignments,
oh my goodness,
tongue in cheek.
Yeah. Yes.
My religious background is also important to our discussion. I was brought up attending church and Sunday school at a local Methodist church, but I also attended a number of Roman Catholic services with my dad after I joined the Air Force when I came home on leave, and I also attended service at a supposedly independent fundamental church. It changed recently to Independent Baptist, and as Jack and I talked about earlier this morning, those churches aren't really independent, most of them, because they have either a 501c3 tax exemption or they are incorporated. And I left that church, by the way, Jack, I didn't mention this morning, after the preacher preached on Romans chapter 13 and said, and that means we're to obey government no matter how evil it is.
Oh, boy. Wow.
And this is in an independent Bible-teaching church. And
my goodness gracious.
I also married a very dear Roman Catholic lady back in 1968. And because of that, I took Roman Catholic catechism courses while I was stationed at Syracuse University learning Russian with the Air Force in the late 1960s. And by the way, Jack, as I mentioned earlier, my dad is Roman Catholic, and my best friend ever is Roman Catholic. 95% of my relatives are Roman Catholic. So if somebody out there wants to say I'm anti-Roman Catholic, I'll tell you I'm not. I love individual Roman Catholics, and as Jack has already mentioned, our problem is not with individuals in any churches. Our problem is with the hierarchies of those churches, which have all been taken over.
Yes, true.
And the point why I elaborated on the religious background is I wanted folks to know that I know a lot about the Roman Catholic Church, especially its history, because I've read at least 20-plus books on Catholicism. I especially like history. And I am not anti-Catholic at all. So with that, Jack, do you want to get into...
Let's do it. Yeah.
Top-level Masons and Knights of Malta?
That's right. Well, I'll tell you, there's a lot of things going on behind the scenes that many of us that put our religion on a pedestal, brother, are not aware of. So just jump right into it.
Right. And none of us should get caught up with Republican, Democrat, right, left, Protestant, Catholic. We need to be good Christians, we need to be good Americans, and fight the evil that's out
Amen.
There. I mentioned to Jack when I first written him probably over a year ago that my deep concern was with some top-level Freemasons and Knights of Malta, because when every stone I turn, Jack, I find them all over the world's top intelligence agencies, to include our very own Central Intelligence Agency, the CIA, and my concern is a lot with the Roman Catholic hierarchy and the folks that control it, because while the Southern Baptists and the Methodists, et cetera, have just as much doctrinal error as the Roman Catholic Church, those the Baptists and the Methodists and that don't have an Office of Inquisition. By the way, the Office of Inquisition still exists. They changed the name to Holy Office, and now they changed the name again in 1967, and I think it's still the same name now. The Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith. And also the Southern Baptists and Methodists also don't have a well-documented record of genocide, inquisition, and torture, as does the Roman Catholic Church's hierarchy, as recently as the 1940s. And this is a forgotten Holocaust, Jack.
I wasn't even aware of it, Darryl, until you brought it up this morning. I wasn't aware of that. Isn't that amazing?
And a lot of folks don't even know about the Turkish genocide against Armenians, but against the Rwandans and stuff. But almost everybody knows about the Jewish Holocaust. But for some reason, our history books have dropped these. But between 600,000 to a million Serbian Orthodox Christians were butchered and murdered by the Roman Catholic hierarchy using the Roman Catholic Ustashi militias in Croatia. And this folks, was just a decade or so before Jack and I were born. These monsters were led by Franciscan monks, friars, and priests in what I call a classic case of state and church combining in a Holocaust against a particular religious or ethnic group. And these Roman Catholic Ustashi in Croatia, they did not just murder these helpless Serbian Orthodox Christians, who were mostly, by the way, peasants and farmers and the priests. They tortured them, they burned them alive, they flayed them and crucified hundreds of thousands of them with the blessing and sanction of the highest Roman Catholic Church leaders in that country and at the Vatican.
My goodness. Okay, brother, we're up on our break here. hold that thought. We're into some heavy-duty things here, folks. Hope you'll get a pencil and paper, too. Come armed, as Brother Bo Greit says. Come armed to these programs. We'll be right back, folks. Stay tuned.
Flood your body with oxygen. Now, why would anyone want to flood their body with oxygen? Obviously, our bodies love and need oxygen. If most disease-causing microbes can't live in active oxygen, and you safely increased your tissue and fluid oxygen levels, just like you were taking a supplement, what would happen? Hi, I'm Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe, and I wrote a big book about all known ways to supplement oxygen in the body. It's called Flood Your Body with Oxygen, Therapy for Our Polluted World. Get the details at OxygenHealth.com. OxygenHealth.com. You can get Flood Your Body with Oxygen at your local bookstore or order it by calling 800-247-6553. That's 800-247-6553. Thanks, and happy oxygen.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
I'm sorry to hear one of our broadcasters just got turned on to us about 10 minutes late. So because we don't want to shake people up so bad there, Brother Darrell, I just want to reiterate that we talked about in the first 10 minutes that we have on the line with us, folks, a wonderful researcher who's an investigator and been involved in military intelligence in the military for 20 years and 26 years altogether in intelligence. And just like our police and soldiers around this nation and around the world is working with us to expose those that hate God and want to set us up in this world government system, this Antichrist system, a lot of good police officers and soldiers are of all religions who are working with us to expose truth. And so this may be a little heavy duty for some people, but listen carefully. Remember, you're not to believe us because we could be lying to you, but you need to check these things out for yourself, as Brother Darrell Eberhardt has and our other police and soldiers have, including myself. We want facts, truth, and that's what we need if we're going to bring ourselves back as a nation that loves Christ and under a nation of freedom under our republic. So let's go right back to Brother Darrell Eberhardt. Darrell, go right ahead and pick up where you left off, brother.
Right, Jack. And since you do, if you did pick up some listeners, I just wanted everyone to make sure that Jack and I have both explained that neither of us is anti-Catholic, and all of the churches, major denominations have been infiltrated and taken over by very, very evil people at the very top levels.
Please do
understand that, folks. And Jack, you had said you hadn't heard anything about that Croatian Holocaust. I just happened to get 10 books in the mail of the Vatican Holocaust that deals with the Croatian Holocaust, and I'll mail you one of those out in the next couple days, Jack.
Yeah, I know of the Holocaust that just happened in Serbia, where the internationalist, Milosevic, decided and did say that he wouldn't join the New World Order. Of course, the internationalist sent us over there to bomb his nation into the Stone Ages and turn that Christian nation into a nation now ruled by these drug-running Muslims from Croatia, or what was it, Kosovo. And now millions of Christians have been slaughtered again, brother, but I didn't know about the one in the 1940s. Very interesting.
The poor Orthodox Christians have really been butchered over the last several centuries.
Yes.
Not only in Serbia, but
in the
Bolshevik Revolution. In the Bolshevik Revolution, they really went hard after the Russian Orthodox Church.
They did.
And that's one of we're talking about the Jesuits today and their Knights of Malta. And one of the groups that the Jesuits have really had a big hatred for, not just Jews, but also the Orthodox Christian Church. And Brother Jack, like you did on the previous show, please make sure that about 5 minutes before we're out of time that you let me know so we can, or one of us remembers, so that we can tell the folks how to get some of these books.
Yeah, research material. Good.
Okay, I was talking about the Inquisition, how it concerns me that the thing still exists today, the records on... And this is sick, folks. They kept records on how to prolong people's lives during torture to exert the maximum amount of torture on the individual, that bring doctors in, et cetera. Those records are all still existing in the Vatican's vaults. And I think Pope John Paul II came out last year or something and said, oh, whoops, sorry about the Inquisition. I think if they're really sorry about it, they would get rid of all of that and repudiate torture, which... the Catholic Church has never done at the top levels.
Yeah, they're probably selling all that to Alberto.
I love
Alberto
torture Gonzalez
right now. Yes.
So when we consider the torture that's happened at Guantanamo Bay, and there was a lot of it, and it caused an Air Force Brigadier General, Rick Baucus, I believe he was Air Force, to resign. When we consider the torture that has long been taught at the School of Americas and has given us a very bad name in Latin America,
true.
The torture that was used in Afghanistan where they stuffed those men in vans in about 120, 130 degree temperature and killed almost everybody in them, the torture at Abu Ghraib and other locations in Iraq, and of course, as Jack mentioned, we have an attorney general that basically said the president can do anything he wants, including torture, and not be held accountable by the law. Plus, we have the torture being promoted on a host of TV programs and news editorials. And I think I saw a guy on Fox saying how wonderful it is to torture.
Yeah.
And that just makes me get a little bit concerned, Brother Jack, when you see the pictures that are in this book that I'm going to be sending you of the butchery and torture. I couldn't do that to an animal, and I don't know how human beings could do it to other human beings.
We're going to do that for about 10 days to a little disabled lady down in Florida here very soon, it looks like.
Perry Shiva.
Starve her to death and dehydrate her to death. What a horrible, horrible death that is.
And Jack,
we wouldn't do that to an animal.
No, aren't we beginning to smell a lot like Nazi Germany, where life means nothing?
Yeah.
Where the disabled or the mentally retarded or whatever group that they don't like is expendable. We all need to sit up and pay attention, because I think what goes around comes around, and this stuff is coming to America. Anyway, I get to the Jesuit order here. They're also called or known as the Society of Jesus, also known as the Company, which interestingly is the same nickname that the Central Intelligence Agency uses. I'd give them a couple other nicknames, Jack, and I would call the Jesuit order the masters of torture, the masters of assassination, and the orchestrators of revolutions and wars, and we'll talk about that a little bit later. But it sounds like we got another break coming up.
Yeah, we've got a break coming up, brother. Hold on to that thought. We'll get into the real meat of the issue here in just a couple minutes, folks. You're listening to the Officer Jack McGlam program. Captain Darrell Eberhardt on with us. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
are listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now, that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Captain Daryl Eberhart. Brother Daryl, we're halfway through the program, and we got to get some information out here for people and then research material where they can check it out themselves. Go right ahead.
Right, and before we discuss the Jesuits any further, it's critical for the listeners to understand these following 4 points and to keep them in mind for the rest of the program. Number one, the Jesuit order took over Freemasonry at the top levels over a century ago, and there's an author named John Daniel who documents this in a very long expose book called The Grand Design Exposed. Number two, the Jesuit order is a military-style organization run by a superior general. He's also nicknamed the Black Pope, whose subordinate provincial generals are involved behind the scenes in many nations around the globe. And number three, this is critical, Jack, and maybe we should have said this up front. The lower-level guys in the Jesuit order at the lower degrees or in the Freemasonry have no idea, generally speaking, of the evil that goes on at the highest levels of those organizations. And at the very top, as you well know, Jack, those organizations are Luciferian.
Yes.
And point number four, the powerful Knights of Malta that we're going to be talking about, who have their fingerprints all over the intelligence community, not just in the USA, but the top world communities, intelligence communities agencies, are headquartered together with the Jesuit Superior General in Rome at the Vatican. And, Jack, as I did on the other show, I'd like to read a couple quick quotes by some very famous men, because what they say probably carries a lot more weight than what I say.
Go right ahead.
The first one is our second president of the United States, John Adams, who, by the way, wrote a history on the Jesuits. In secret, initially, he so feared these people. He said, "I do not like the appearance of the Jesuits. If there ever was a body of men who merited eternal damnation on earth and in hell, it is this Society of Loyolas," which is, of course, the Jesuits. The next quote is by a famous general, French general, who fought in the Revolutionary War. His name is the Marquis de Lafayette. He said, "It is my opinion that if the liberties of this country, the United States of America, are ever destroyed, it will be by the subtlety of the Roman Catholic Jesuit priests, for they are the most crafty, dangerous enemies to civil and religious liberty. They have instigated most of the wars of Europe." And, Jack, the more stones I turn over, it looks like they were involved in World War I, World War II, big time, etc. These guys foment, orchestrate wars. The next quote is by Abraham Lincoln. I forgot this one in our first show. He said very simply, the war, and he's talking about the Civil War of 1861 to 1865, the war would never have been possible without the sinister influence of the Jesuits. And then we have Samuel Morse, famous American inventor, Morse code, telegraph. He said, "This society of men," talking about the Jesuits, "after exerting their tyranny for upwards of 200 years, at length became so formidable to the world, threatening the entire subversion of all social order, that even the Pope," he's talking about Pope Clement XIV, "was compelled to dissolve them." And he paid for that with his life, folks. Samuel Morse also said, "The Jesuits are a secret society, a sort of Masonic order with super added features of revolting odiousness and a thousand times more dangerous." Here's what Napoleon I, Napoleon Bonaparte, had to say. "The Jesuits are a military organization, not a religious order. Their chief is a general of an army, not the mere father abbot of a monastery. And the aim of this organization is power, power in its most despotic exercise, absolute power, universal power, power to control the world by the volition of a single man." They're talking about the Black Pope. "Despotism is the most absolute of despotism. Jesuitism is the most absolute of despotisms, and at the same time the greatest and most enormous of abuses." And then the final quote is by a man named R.W. Thompson. He was a former secretary of the U.S. Navy. He said, in those days it was called the American Navy, he said, "The Jesuits are the deadly enemies of civil and religious liberty." Jack, there's some pretty famous personalities, Lincoln and others, Morse, that warned us even 100 to 150 years ago that these Jesuits are to be greatly feared by any society.
Yes, isn't it true, brother, thinking back of my studies of the Jesuits for about 10 years, they were thrown out of about 80, 90 nations, were they not?
Yes, sir. They were thrown out of 83 different countries, city states, and cities, and by mostly Roman Catholic monarchs. And I guess now would be a good time just to give a brief history of the Jesuits. They were founded in 1534 by a Spanish Basque man who later adopted the name Ignatius of Loyola. That's where you get the title Society of Loyola. The Roman Catholic Church officially approved that order in 1540. The Jesuits were very key players in the Council of Trent, which was to combat the Protestant Reformation. And the Jesuits became famous all over Europe for not only their what you would call royal court intrigues, but they became famous for their institutes of higher learning, which they had all over Europe. They have it all over the United States, by the way. Georgetown University is a key Jesuit university that prepares a lot of our people for the State Department and the Foreign Service Institute. The Jesuits also became famous for being the father confessors to kings and queens and princes. They became very famous for fomenting revolutions and wars, and famous for assassinating any heads of state or popes, what we would call the white pope as compared to the black pope. Any pope who didn't play ball by the rules of the Jesuit order.
Yeah, haven't they killed a number of popes?
Yes, Jack. I think we can name two for sure. Pope Clement XIII, who was poisoned the night before he was to sign a papal bull suppressing the Jesuit order. That was in 1769. And as I already mentioned, they killed Pope Clement XIV. He was poisoned 14 months after he finally did abolish the Jesuit order, supposedly forever, on July 21st, 1773. But they killed French kings, King Henry III, King Henry IV. They killed King Henry IV because he gave religious liberty to all the people of France, and that was in 1610. They killed two Russian czars, Tsar Alexander I of Russia. They poisoned him in 1825, Tsar Alexander II of Russia. They killed him with a bomb in 1881. And by the way, Tsar Alexander II was the one that saved the Union. Whenever the British and French were getting ready to come in on the side of the South militarily, the Russian Tsar Alexander II sent his fleets to San Francisco and New York and said if the British and French came in on the side of the South, then Russia would come in on the side of the North. So basically that czar saved the United States.
Yeah.
And anyway, the list of assassinations does not just cover these folks. It covers foreigners, what we would call foreigners. It also, the Jesuits had their fingerprints all over the assassination of Abraham Lincoln, so much so that the United States government cut all diplomatic relations with the Holy See, the Vatican, in 1867. And those relations were not fully renewed until 1984 by Ronald Reagan.
That's incredible. I didn't know that.
And, Jack, I'll bet that's not taught in our U.S. history books anywhere.
There isn't. No, it isn't.
And the Jesuits also, through their powerful Knights of Malta, and these are the guys that really concern me, and their control of the top-level Freemasons, have a stranglehold over the world's intelligence agencies. And these guys also have their fingerprints all over the assassination of John Fitzgerald Kennedy and the subsequent cover-up. At that time, the assistant FBI director was a Knight of Malta named Cartha DeLoach that was involved in the cover-up. And the CIA liaison to the Warren Commission was a Knight of Malta named James Jesus Angleton, who, by the way, was eventually forced into retirement by Bill Colby. Anyway, because of the Jesuit fame for their skill in fomenting these revolutions and assassinating heads of state, they also became famous, as Jack already mentioned, for getting tossed out of a whole bunch of countries, 83, and mostly by Roman Catholic monarchs. We had mentioned that just about every Roman Catholic country in Europe threw the Jesuits out of their borders on numerous occasions, and yet some of those Roman Catholic countries, such as France and Spain and Portugal, tossed them out at least two or three times. These guys had come back, they'd toss them out, come back, they'd toss them out. So that's something to think about. And Pope Clement XIV's forever banishment on the Jesuit order in 73 only lasted until 1814, when the Jesuit order was restored by Pope Pius VII. Now, some folks will say, well, popes must have realized they made a mistake. No, the Jesuits rode Napoleon Bonaparte's coattails back into Europe after they'd been thrown out. Napoleon captured Pope Pius VII, imprisoned him for 5 years in Avignon, and as we mentioned earlier, Jack, at the other broadcast, I would imagine they put thumb screws and everything to this guy for 5 years to make him reinstate the Jesuits and put them back in charge of the Catholic Church.
Well, they know how to do terrorism, or they know how to do torture, so it probably didn't take them very long.
Well, this guy must have held out for a while, but anyway,
yeah.
After 5 years, he reinstated them completely and kept his mouth shut. So anyway, when the Jesuit order was being tossed out of these Roman Catholic European countries, they were also being tossed out of a whole bunch of Roman Catholic Latin American countries. They also, by the way, got tossed out of Japan and China and a bunch of other places in the Far East. And where did these guys flee to, the Jesuits? They came mainly to Protestant Great Britain, mostly England, and to then what was mainly Protestant United States of America. So we have to ask ourselves, why is it that the Roman Catholic populations and rulers of Europe and Latin America were smart enough to toss these Jesuits out of their countries, but England and the United States lets them in and lets them stay?
Yeah.
I think that's a question we got to wonder about, Jack, with their history.
Brother Darrell, I want to ask you a question. If you've noticed, we had a Jewish brother come to me about 10 years ago and tell me that, mentioned that all the talk news people, even 10 years ago, were either Jewish on television or Jesuit-trained Catholics. And I began to watch that over the last 10 years, and you know, most of them admit, on Fox News, almost everyone that isn't a Jew on there on the news broadcast has admitted they're Jesuit-trained Catholics, and they're all hiding and lying and twisting the truth and working to put us in this world government system. So I wonder if that has any connection.
I'm sure it does, Jack. And the Jesuits have often used Jews as pawns, also as front men. The key to the success of the Jesuits has been that they've always operated behind the scenes, and for maybe 50, 60, 70 years, they get away with it, and then finally they get caught, and a country like Spain or Portugal tosses them out. The other group I wanted to talk about were the powerful Knights of Malta, Jack, because, like I said, they're all over the world's intelligence agencies. Let me give some examples.
Okay.
And this is based on other men's research. At least three directors of the CIA have been Knights of Malta, while Bill Donovan, John McCone, and William Casey. The longtime head of the Central Intelligence Agency Counterintelligence, plus he was also the chief of the CIA's Vatican desk, the CIA's Israel desk, was Knight of Malta, James Jesus Angleton. And as we mentioned, he also happened to be the CIA's liaison to the Warren Commission investigating the JFK assassination. And, Jack, I'll bet he wasn't there to make sure the truth got passed up to them.
Bet he wasn't, yeah.
Then we have Knight of Malta, Cartha Deloach, as we mentioned, was FBI assistant director at the time of Kennedy's assassination. We also have some foreigners, Knight of Malta. German General Reinhard Gehlen was Hitler's top intelligence man on the Eastern Front. And then what happens after the end of the war? He comes back and helps set up the Central Intelligence Agency. Then we get Knight of Malta, Anton Terkel, with Stalin's top intelligence man in the Soviet Union. Terkel used Jesuit priests for his couriers. And as I mentioned, Jack, on the previous broadcast, Stalin was Jesuit-trained. Isn't it interesting that his second-in-command of the Soviet Gulag system was also Jesuit-trained at the same seminary in Tiflis, Georgia, as Stalin was? And his name was Cardinal Agagianian, a Roman Catholic cardinal helping run the Soviet Gulag system. Probably just a weird coincidence there. And then you had, when you add to this list the top-level Masons, remember, the Jesuit Superior General controls the top-level Masons. You had J. Edgar Hoover as a 33-degree Freemason, director of the FBI. Alan Dulles was a top-level Freemason, director of the CIA. And he was fired, by the way, by John Fitzgerald Kennedy. And then he ends up sitting on the Warren Commission to help try to find out the true killers of Kennedy, along with another top-level Freemason named Earl Warren, who was the chief justice of the Supreme Court. So, Jack, we can see that these guys, top-level Freemasons, top-level Knights of Malta, they're all over the intelligence community, and that concerns me quite a bit.
What do you think? Are there any in the old Luciferian skull and boners, any of the Jesuits in there?
I actually do not know, Jack. All I know is that all of these organizations, you mentioned OTO in the earlier broadcast, almost all of them, and if you look at the top levels of Mormonism, the top levels of the Jehovah's Witnesses, they all have Masonic type oaths. The Jesuits,
Baptists
don't have the oath, but what they do is they were clearly taken over by the Freemasons because they had a bunch of their ministers and that all got together and tried to vote against Freemasonry. And like I said, the convention was mostly made up of ministers. And what did they do? They voted not to condemn Freemasonry. So that tells you who's running that church. And I'm glad you mentioned that at the very beginning, is we've got to realize, even, like I said, the Russian Orthodox Church got taken over, KGB agents infiltrated up to the very top. We can't trust, it doesn't look like, not only our religious leaders, Jack, but a lot of the people in government are certainly no longer trustworthy.
That's right, yes.
And
if you're at the top level of government today, when the Christians have left all the institutions to Lucifer and his minions, brother, if you're at the top level of government today, I would be very leery of anybody at those levels.
Yeah, I can't imagine
also
anybody good. I can't imagine anybody good making up to the top in any of those areas. There's another thing that ought to give us concern, and that is that there are 10 FEMA regions set up in the USA. When we go into total martial law, there are also 10 Jesuit provincial generals that have been assigned to the United States, and I don't think that's coincidence. And as I mentioned, these Knights of Malta, they're not just in the intelligence community. They've been at the top men in publishing, the establishment-controlled media, men like Knight of Malta William Randolph Hearst, Knight of Malta Henry R. Luce, who had Life and Time magazine. Then there's been top Knights of Malta who've been in the top corporate positions, such as J. Peter Gray. So These guys are not small fries in the big game. The Illuminati is not mostly Jews, as some people try to point out. The founder of the Illuminati was a Jesuit named Adam Weishaupt, who taught Roman Catholic canon law at Jesuit University at Ingolstadt in Bavaria.
That's
so
right.
We need to realize it's not any particular race or that. It's just very evil men at the top, Jack, that are running all of this.
Yes. No race or religion. It's the evil Luciferians that have taken over all these institutions.
And yeah. if we people at the bottom don't really fight back, right now it's an information war, and get really busy, they're going to win. And, Jack, do you want to wait till the break to hit the books, or do you want to hit them now?
No, let's hit the books when we get back. Doggone it, we don't have but about 3 minutes when we get back, so we got to do it quick. Coming up on the break, folks, be back. Now you have to be well-armed. Get your pencil and paper, because we're going to show you where you can get research to look into these things yourself. We'll be right back.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today, because you can handle the truth.
If the devil is intelligent, where do you think he would attack? Where the people put their hearts and their minds and their religious leaders. God said the Lord will bring to light the hidden things of darkness, and he went on to say, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. And that's what we're trying to do today. But don't believe us. We're going to get into research now. Go ahead, Daryl. Give them books that they can get.
Right, I don't have time to get...
There's others on the Internet if they even go to the Internet.
Okay, I don't have time to give price information, folks. You'll have to call the phone numbers to ask about the price and shipping. Okay, the first one is Ozark Books, and the only thing I'll read twice is the phone numbers. 417-883-0438. That's 417-883-0438. And the two books I recommend you get are The Vatican Holocaust and The Suppressed Truth About the Assassination of Abraham Lincoln.
Ozark Books, right?
Right. The second one is Chick Publications. Here's their phone number. It's the order line. This one you can order credit cards. 909-987-0771. That's 909-987-0771. And the two books I'd recommend you get, The Secret History of the Jesuits by Edmund Paris and A Woman Rides the Beast by Dave Hunt. The next one you're going to have to mail to, it's only $5 postpaid, but it's a great little paperback book. It's called The Secret Terrorists by Bill Hughes, and it details a lot of the assassinations of people by the Jesuits, including Abraham Lincoln and about four or five other presidents. It's Truth. Send your check or money order for $5 postpaid. Make it out to Truth Triumphant Ministries and mail it to the address Truth Triumphant Ministries, Box 1417, and that's in Eustis, Florida. That's spelled E as in Echo, U as in Uniform, S as in Sierra, T as in Tango, I as in India, S as in Sierra. Eustis, Florida, 32727. I think that's enough to get them a starter, Jack.
Okay, brother. Yes, very much so. And like I say, use the Internet, folks. We get a lot of our material here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter by going to the Internet. Well, brother, we got about a little bit less than a minute. Close this out for us today, brother, the way I know you can do it. A lot of people, probably their ears are burning and their hearts are burning a little bit right now, so go right ahead.
Yeah, folks, don't take anything personal. Like I said, I've got a lot of Catholic background and other religious background. We can't focus on being Catholics or Protestants. We can't focus on being Republican or Democrat. We can't focus on being on the right or the left. What we've got to do is be good Americans, and if we're Christians, to be good Christians and fight the evil. And I just want to say one final thing, and that is God bless and thank you, Jack, for having the courage to tackle a tough topic like this. Most people wouldn't touch it with a 30,000-foot pole. And my thanks to you and to Carol Asher, your secretary and assistant. You're two of my very favorite patriotic Americans in the whole world.
Well, brother, we've loved our relationship with you over these years. You've educated us a lot, and you've educated a lot of people again today. I just want to say that I'm honored to serve with you, brother, just like many of our listeners out there. We've got so many great Americans, but we've got to realize that any time we put man on a pedestal or man's organizations on a pedestal, we're going against the Word of God. And so we appreciate you so much for bringing this to us tonight, brother, okay?
And thank you, Jack. God bless you and Carol and anybody involved with Aid and Abet.
Thanks a lot. Lord bless you. Real good.
I know,
okay,
Jack.
That's it for tonight. Don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. I wouldn't bring you these topics if I didn't. I truly love you. Good night.
Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bullet waterproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
RBN Live.